Good morning.
Good morning. 早
上好。I say good morning.
我说早上好。
I hope you're ready for John chapter 4.
我希望你们准备好了，打开约翰福音的第四章。
Because God wants to do something in our hearts.
因为神要做一些事情在我们心中。
What He gives into us.
他给他的。
Is going to change everything internally.
会永远地改变了他的生命。
And once the internal configuration is complete.
当里面内在的生命改变之后呢。
Then they will start to flow.
然后呢，河水就会流露出去。
But、sometimes we don't realize that God is finishing His work.
有时候我们不明白了，神已完成了他的事工。
God raised His Son for 30 years.
神呢，养兴起呢，儿子30年。
Prepare Him as a vessel.
来准备他成为一个器皿。
And then gave Him a ministry for 3.5 years.
然后给他一个事工了3.5年。
The preparation always take a longer time.
所以准备功夫往往花很长的时间。
What we can do can will amaze us.
但是我们能够做了，知道我们很惊奇。
Because the water that He gives to us,
因为呢，他所赐给我们的活水
will become in us a well,
在它里面成为一个井水。
And from a well, it become a river.
从这泉源井水最后成为一个河水。
From a river, become rivers of living water.
从河流最后变成很多的河流。
I thank God over the years of my life.
我感谢神在我生命的一方。
That I keep believing.
我不断相信。
Keep believing.
不断相信。
Keep praying.
不断祷告。
Keep pushing.
不断的来推动。
Because it starts with the little that He gives to you.
因为是从神给你小小的东西开始。
You don't get a lot of things first.
你不是一来就拿到很多东西。
But He give you 2 talents.
但是他首先给你2个才干。
Then you work at it, then He give you 4.
然后你努力的运作，他给你4个才干。
Because as you learn to use what God gives to us.
因为当你开始使用了神所赐给你的。
If we don't use it, we lose it.
如果没有使用的话，你失去它的才干。
Even a good car,
就算这辆好的车
if you don't drive for 10 years,
如果十年都没有驾这辆车
it's going to turn bad.
这辆车变成坏车去了
it's going to be difficult to drive.
所以很难去驾驶了
clean water,
清洁的水
that you keep outside,
如果你把它放在外面
a glass of clean water can become dirty over the few days.
几天过后一杯清洁的水放在外面的话都变成肮脏的水了
you can see all the dust collect on it.
你看到很多灰尘掉在水里面
a house that you clean,
我们所清洁的家
and nobody occupies it.
但是没有人住在那个家里面
for a month,
一个月之后呢
dust has come in.
那个灰尘就掉下来了
spiders are everywhere.
然后蜘蛛在各处了
how things can decay in this world?
这些东西怎样的腐败
because there's corruption everywhere.
因为任何地方都有它的贪污
if you don't move forward, you move backwards.
如果你没有向前进你就会倒退
if you're not moving,
如果你没有向前进
the whole world is moving across.
整个世界的这个超过你了
you cannot stop it.
你不能够拦阻它
That's why for some of us the world is moving too fast.
那有些人认为呢世界变得走得很快
Some of us don't realize we've got to really do the diligent work so that we can stay with the abreast with what God is doing.
我们应该很勤劳的工作使得我们可以追赶上神要做了
So I trust you're ready to receive.
所以相信你们的决定要能够准备好了
Amen.Stretch your hand, let me pray before we begin. Father, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. A new day is beginning. What you give to us will change our lives. What the devil put into our mind can destroy our lives. But we're ready to carry your seed. The word that you have spoken. At your word.
借着你的话语
at your command,
借着你的命令
we'll do what you say,
我们能够做你所要做的
because you know what you say is life,
因为我知道你所跟我们讲的是生命
and you said if we hear and believe,
你说呢当我们听了相信
what you've spoken to us,
你所跟我们说的
the blessings of God will come,
神的祝福将临到
you said that we will build a house that cannot be destroyed,
我们要建立一个家呢不能够被毁灭的
raise us up as builders,
你兴起我们成为建筑师
Raise us up as builders.
你兴起我们成为建筑师
So you build a legacy that will remain forever.
使我们可以建立你的传承能够永久存立
We know the rain is coming.
我们知道呢风雨要来到
The wind will be blowing.
我们知道大风要来到
The floods will begin coming.
洪水要来到
But nothing can destroy that house.
但是没有东西能够毁灭那个家
We thank you.
我们感谢你
Because the house is built well.
因为呢家被好好的建造
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
While I was praying, I was just thinking of the 3 little pigs.
当我在祷告的时候，我想到三只小猪。
Build a house with straw.
他们呢，用稻草来建立造他们的屋子。
Build a house with planks.
然后用木板建造他们屋子。
And the last intelligent one build a house with rocks.
最后一个聪明的小猪呢，用砖块建造他们的屋子。
So we got to choose our building material.
所以我们选择了我们这建造屋子的材料。
That's why you need to know what happened to this girl, this lady.
你必须懂得发生在这妇女的 身上的故事。
In verse 7,
在第四章第七节，约翰福音第四章第七节。
I hope you've read the whole chapter.
我相信你们呢，希望你们已经读了整个章节。
Because the chapter is going to speak to us about the year that's ahead.
这个章节呢，讲到神要在我们未来日子跟我们所说的话。
It will give us understanding what to do.
给我们明白了要怎样做。
If you follow this example,
如果你跟随这个榜样例子，
what He gives to you will begin to grow.
神所赐给你的将要开始成长。
And that's what we need.
这是我们所相信的。
So in verse 7, chapter 4 of John,
约翰福音第四章第七节，
There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink since I'm a woman of Samaria?
第九节，撒玛利亚妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
I want you to write this point down.
我得写下这个点。
We got to break every restriction to receiving water.
我们要破除一切领受活水的限制。
Everything that can prevent us from receiving what God wants to give to us.
一切可以拦阻我们领受神所赐给我们的。
The Bible is very clear that God wanted to change this woman's life.
圣经很清楚告诉我们呢，上帝要改变这个妇女的生命。
God wants to change your life.
神要改变你的生命。
But He's not going to force you.
但是他不会强逼你。
But He said, give me a drink.
但是他跟我你说呢，请你给我水喝。
The woman did not want to relate.
那个妇女的首先不要跟他交谈。
She said, you are a Jew.
他说你是犹太人。
I'm a woman of Samaria.
我是撒玛利亚妇人。
Our social standing is different.
我们的这社会地位是不一样的。
My preference is different.
我们的偏爱也不一样的。
My perception is different.
我们的观念也不一样
的。My culture is different.
我们的文化不同。
I'm a woman, you're a man.
我是男，你人，你是男人。
And then we have race problem.
然后我们有种族问题。
Then we have religious problem.
我们有宗教问题。
All these things prevent Jesus from giving the water.
这些东西呢，就是拦阻的。耶稣呢，他赐给耶稣水。
If you read the story, Jesus never drank from her.
你如果读完整个故事，耶稣没有从他那里喝水。
Even though he asked.
虽然他问过他。
At the end of the day, he didn't drink.
在最终呢，他没有喝他撒玛利亚妇人的水。
He didn't drink, he didn't eat.
他也没有吃，他也没有喝。
Because the disciples went into the city to buy food.
因为那时门徒进城买食物去了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
And Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who is it who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和他对你说，给我水喝的是水，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
When God asks you something,
若神问你一些问题，
it's because of what he wants to do in your life.
因为他要做一些事情在你的生命。
It's a gift and it shall be given back to you.
他说你要你赐给神，他赐回给你。
Sow and you will reap.
你撒种，你将会收割。
Pray and I will answer.
你祷告的时候要垂听你。
So God is speaking things to us.
所以神跟我们说话。
Because he wants to do something in our life.
因为他要在我们生命做一些东西。
We ask for temporary things.
我们所请要求的都是很暂时性的事情。
Bless me now.
我现在来祝福我。
Give me money to pay the rent.
现在给我钱来还物租。
But when God does work,
但是如果神动工，
He plans for permanent answers.
他所计划的呢是给你永久的答案。
Not temporary answers.
不是暂时性的答案。
God is going to give us permanent answers.
神要给我们永久性的答案。
Not temporary answers.
不是暂时性的答案。
Not just a little here, a little there.
不是这边一点，那边一点。
If He wants to bless you, He wants to bless you every day.
如果他要祝福你，他每一天都要祝福你。
If it's a good place, say Amen.
我们要说 Amen.
If God wants to bless you, He wants to bless you today and then curse you tomorrow.
如果神要祝福你，他不是今天祝福你，明天要来咒诅你。
It's from blessing to blessing.
还是从祝福更加的祝福。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
From strength to strength.
力上加力的那种。
So you must stop.Stop putting things that are hindering God from working in your life.
所以你不要拦阻神的在你生命中动工。
Doesn't matter what we feel.
不论我们感觉什么。
Doesn't matter what we fear.
不论我们害怕什么。
Doesn't matter how many demons they are.
不论他们外面有多少魔鬼。
Doesn't matter whether there's one person or 10 person against you.
不论是一个人或十个人来敌对你。
The Bible says you can receive.
圣经说我们可以借领受得到。
God wants you to receive.
神要你领受。
So whatever is hindering you,
所以什么东西限制了你
from receiving things from heaven,
领受从天堂来的东西
you must destroy it.
你必须来摧毁它。
One day,
有一天呢
Kenneth Hagin was speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kenneth Hagin 呢跟主耶稣说话。
The late Kenneth Hagin is a prophet of God.
已故 Kenneth Hagin 呢是神的先知。
And a godly man.
他是很属神的人。
So he was talking to God.
他跟神在说话。
Jesus came down to talk to him.
耶稣下来跟他说话。
And then came a monkey.
然后一只猴子出现
stood in between the two of them,
站在了他跟耶稣的中间
making all kinds of noise,
做 很多的动作还有很多吵声
and Kenneth could not hear what the Lord was speaking to him.
Kenneth 听不到耶稣跟他讲什么
And it kept, the monkey became louder and louder.
然后那猴子更加的大声啊。
How many of you know that if you don't deal with the problem, it gets bigger and bigger?
你知道吗？如果你不对付你的问题，问题更加的大了。
You have a small hole.
一个小小的洞。
It become bigger and bigger.
这洞会变更大。
The best way to describe is to, if you take out your shoes and you look at the holes in your socks.
你如果看看你的袜子的洞呢？
It didn't come yesterday.
不是昨天来了。
It came slowly.
还是慢慢出现的。
And sometimes suddenly you see.
忽然间你看见那洞很大。
It gets bigger and bigger if you don't do anything.
如果他你什么都没有做的话，会变得更加的大。
If you stop the enemy.
如果你拦阻、停止敌人的工作。
From continuing his work.
不能继续在你生命动工。
Then things can happen.
然后很多事情就可以发生
了。So the monkey became louder and louder.
所以这只猴子呢，变得很大声。
So Kenneth Hagin could not hear.
Kenneth Hagin听不到主在讲什么。
So he got angry with the monkey and.Command the monkey to leave in Jesus' name.
所以他对那猴子很生气，他命令猴子奉耶稣的圣名，他赶那猴子跑掉。
And then he asked Jesus.
那他问耶稣
，Why didn't you push the monkey away?
主啊，为什么你不把那猴子赶掉呢
？Why didn't you get rid of the monkey?
为什么你不把猴子赶掉呢
？Because a lot of precious things that you are saying I cannot hear.
因为很多宝贵的东西你跟我讲的我听不到。
God said, the Lord Jesus said to him.
主耶稣对他说
，I've given you the authority.
我已经赐给你我的权柄。
I've given you the power.
我已经赐给你这个能力。
If you want, you got to use it.
如果你要的话，你要使用。这个东西
so God's not going to get rid of monkeys.
所以神不会把这个猴子赶掉。
That's your job.
乃是你的工作。
Because He gave you authority.
因为他已经赐给你这个权柄。
You must use it.
你必须得使用它。
If you use what you have,
如果你使用神所赐给你的
then you go further.
你要去能够去到更远。
If you don't use what you have,
你没有使用你神给所拥有的
you lose it.
你会失去它。
Anything good that you have,
一切好的东西你所拥有的
if you don't use it,
如果你没有使用它
you're going to lose it.
你将会失去。
Water, bread.
水食物
Bread can become stale without you doing anything.
如果那里面什么都没有做，那食物可以变硬啊。
Just put the bread on the table.
你把这个面包放在桌上。
Don't touch it.
不要动它。
Don't hold it.
也不要摸它。
Within a few days.
几天过后呢
？It starts to become filled with fungus.
它就开始发霉了。
But that was fresh bread.
但是很新鲜的面包。
But when it's exposed.
但是它被暴露。
Nobody is doing anything.
没有人，什么人都不做什么。
Even a garden.
就算一个园地。
If you do nothing.
如果你什么都不做。
All the grass will grow.
很多杂草就长出来了。
You didn't grow the grass.
不是你使得杂草成长。
All the weeds will come.
那就是那些杯子会来到。
All the things that will take place.
一切东很多东西都会发生的。
Because anything that is not worked upon and tended upon.
因为一切你没有耕种的东西呢。
It will spoil or get into rot. It start to rot.
这就开始会开始腐败了。
So you got to take charge.
所以你必须来掌管。
Say after me, I'm going to break every limitation.
跟我一起说，要破除一切的限制。
Every restriction.
一切的拦阻。
That is going to stop God.
是能够拦阻神。
From releasing His blessings on my life.
释放他的祝福来到我生命的。
And God always has the best.
神要给我们是最好的。
Say God always have the best.
神要给我是最好的。
And you must do this work. You have to stop it.
你必须做这个工作，你必须呢停止它。
Wrong thoughts, you got to stop it.
错误的思想，你必须停止。
Wrong words, you got to stop it.
错误的话语，你必须停止。
Wrong communication, you got to stop that.
错误的沟通，你也必须停止。
People say wrong thing, you got to stop that.
人们讲错误的话，你必须停止。
Because you're responsible for your life.
因为你必须对你的生命负责。
Listen, the woman could not give any excuse.
这个妇女不能给任何的借口。
Jesus was approaching her.
耶稣呢在找她。
She could not put any excuse.
她也不能够给任何的借口。
I believe very strongly.
我很相信呢。
That when God gets closer and closer to you, are you listening?
当神更加靠近你的时候。
When God gets closer and closer.
当神更加靠近你的时候。
And He wants you to receive it.
他要你领受的时候。
He'll show you how to deal with all these things.
你必须懂得怎样对付这些东西。
Sometimes people are bound and are down for the reason that because they did nothing.
有些人们受捆绑了，因为那是其中一个原因，是他们什么都没有做。
But this is your life.
但是这是你的生命。
I said again, this is your life.
这是你的生命。
You have to fight for it.
你必须自己征战。
You got to win it.
你必须打一场征战。
This is your destiny.
这是你的命定。
Your destiny is to be blessed.
你的命定前程就是神要祝福你。
You must fight everything that is preventing you from receiving things from heaven.
你必须征战呢，来能够破除一切拦阻你领受天上的祝福的。
Sometimes we have all kinds of wrong perception.
有时候我们很多错误的观念。
But God is our Father.
但是神是我们的天父。
If you ask Him for bread, He'll give you bread.
如果他要我们要求食物，他会给我们食物。
He won't give you stone.
他不会给你石头。
You ask for fish.
你请求鱼呢？
He's not going to give you serpent.
他不会给你蛇。
He's going to give you fish.
他会给你鱼。
The best fish.
最好的鱼。
I said the better fish.
我说最好的鱼。
Not rotten fish.
不是腐败的鱼。
So God has no rotten things to give.
所以神没有腐败东西要给你的。
The devil has rotten things to give.
但是魔鬼有很多腐败的东西。
But all good things come from above.
但是从一切好的东西都从上头来的。
So you gotta stop. You gotta stop things that are stopping you from receiving.
所以你必须停止一切能够拦住你领受神的祝福的东西。
Number two.
第二点呢？
There's a great possibility.
有很大的可能性
to receive living water.
能够领受了活水，生命的活水。
So Jesus was trying to get this woman.
所以耶稣要给这个妇女
to understand,
让她明白
who he is.
他是谁？
Because when he is asking something,
因为他在问一些事情的时候呢，
it's just an opportunity for you to sow.
乃是一个机会呢，给你来撒种，
so that you can reap.
直到你可以收割，
so you can obey.
直到你可以顺服，
and he can bless.
直到他可以祝福你。
So God wants the.You to understand the possibility of receiving the living water.
所以神要你知道呢，能够领受生命活水的可能性。
In verse 10,
在第十节
he answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is it who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说，请给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”
When God began to ask us to obey,
当神开始问他、叫他顺服的时候
，Are you listening?
明白啊、
When God says, "Give you some instruction,"
当神给你一些指示的时候呢
，He makes a demand.
他乃是要给你一些要求。
It's because He wants an opportunity to bless you.
因为他有一个机会来祝福你。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？He tests your heart.
他来考验你的心。
When your heart goes well,
如果你的心是好的
，and you respond
对的
well,
你有好的回应
，the best comes to you.
最好的会临到你。
Because all his blessings are conditional.
因为一切神的祝福都要有条件的。
You fulfill the condition, everything is going to flow.
你完成这个条件的，一切就会流入给你。
Lift your hand and say after me.
举起你的手，跟我一起说。
I have the possibility of receiving living water.
我有这个可能性可以领受生命的活水。
I have so much.
我有这样多
confidence.
我有这样多的自信
and faith.
还有信心
to believe.
来相信
that what he is going to give to me.
他说赐给我的。
Will start a new lease of life.
会开始新的生命。
My life will never be the same again.
我的生命将再也不一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Because God don't want you to get the lease.
因为神要给你的不是最小、
He wants you to get the best.
最少的，他要给你最好的。
And the possibility of that happening is so real.
所以那个使它发生事情发生的可能性是这样的真实。
But she didn't know that Jesus was capable.
但是这个妇女不知道耶稣可以做得到。
Because she thought he was just a Jewish stranger.
因为他以为耶稣只是犹太的陌生人。
That somehow wandered into the Samaritan camp.
然后进入了这个撒玛利亚的这个境地。
But the Bible says Jesus had to pass through Samaria.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣要经过这撒玛利亚。
In chapter 4 verse 4.
在第四章的第四节。
He had to pass through Samaria.
他必须经过撒玛利亚。
The Holy Spirit was leading him there.
这圣灵带领他去到哪里？
So God wants to give to you things.
所以神要赐给你的东西。
He wants to put something into your life that will start to begin to grow.
他要把一些东西放在你生命里面的时候，他可以开始成长。
When it starts to grow, you'll change the city.
当他开始成长的时候，你会改变整个城市。
But you're afraid.
但是你很害怕。
But don't have to be afraid.
你不需要害怕。
If you yield yourself to Him.
如果你完全降服给神。
If He works in your heart.
如果他在你里面动工。
If He talks to you.
如果他跟你说话。
If He moves in your life.
如果他在你生命里面运行。
If you give Him more and more space.
如果他你赐给他更多的空间。
If you knew who is talking to you,
如果你知道他谁该跟你说话，
you realize that he has living water,
你就发觉到他有生命的活水。
We complain,
我们埋怨
all the time,
常常
extra 1 hour,
额外一个小时
extra Bible study,
额外的查考圣经。
Do I have to come for breakthrough nights?
我要来参加这个突破敬拜啦。
Why need to stay until 12?
为什么要留到12点？
Sunday morning, why can't we change the time?
星期日早上为什么不要改变时间？
What we don't realize is this.
我们没有发觉到就是呢。
God sees how big your heart is.
神要看你的心几大。
He sees how hungry you are.
他看你的心几渴慕。
Because God's blessing is according to that measure.
因为神的祝福是借着这个衡量。
The measure you measure out is the measure you receive.
你衡量他给他多少，他就衡量给你多少。
You want greater blessings?
你要更大的祝福吗？
Then provide greater obedience.
你要有更多的顺服。
China is a very special place.
中国是个很特别的地方。
I said China is a very special place.
中国是个很特别的地方。
You can buy any watch you want.
你可以买任何的手表。
Rolex, you can buy Rolex.
Rolex 也可以买得到。
Any brand.
任何的品牌。
The best brand.
最好的品牌。
In China.
在中国呢。
If you want a T-shirt.
如果你要件 T-shirt.
For $500.
500块的。
You can buy.
也可以买得到。
$5.
5块钱的。
Also you can buy.
也买得到。
The Malaysian government is dealing with China now.
马来西亚政府现在很靠近中国政府。
I'll leave this for some other time.
这个改天来谈吧。
When you see Chinese takeaway,
如果你看到中国打包，
if you go to Australia, is it this Chinese takeaway?
你去澳洲餐中国餐馆来说，这个是中国人打包的。
We Chinese.
我们中国人
Nobody takes away from us.
没有人从我们手中夺掉任何东西。
Nobody can beat this.
没有人可以打败。
Soon our government will learn.
我们的政府最终会的学习到。
And the hard way.
很困难的方式。
Because Chinese are not easy for picking.
因为中国人不容易对付的。
America has been trying to deal with China for such a long time.
美国人要很久了来对付这个中国了。
America is superpower.
美国的超级大势力
Even they have problem with Chinese.
他们跟对中国也会有也是问题
Our Malaysian government is there.
我们马来西亚政府以为很聪明
We bless them.
我们祝福他们
In Jesus' name, you know where the story will go.
你知道故事会朝向哪一个方向
But you must remember.
但是你要记得
In China, if you want to buy a T-shirt for $500, you can buy. You can
在中国
buy a T-shirt for $5.
要买500块 5块钱的 T-shirt 都买得到
Depends what you want.
看你要什么
You want original?
你要呢原本的
of or half original
你要 正装的还 是 半正装的
you want genuine fake
你要呢、啊、一点瑕疵的
China is the place to go
有仿真的、啊、这些中国都买得到
they not only make egg that is false
他们不单单 制造那个假的蛋
one day they're going to make people that are false
也可以制造假的人
God made man
神造人
China made the rest.
中国人呢造制造了其他的。
There's a possibility of God doing great work in your life.
所以呢，我们有领受生命活水的可能性。
But if you're afraid,
但是如果你害怕
，God cannot do it.
神就做不到。
So you must think.
所以你必须这样思考。
There's a possibility of great things happening.
有可能性的大伟大事情要发生。
I must stop whatever can stop this.
我必须停止一切可以停止这些东西领导我。
Discipline your life.
所以你要管制你的生命。
Clear the road.
来。清除这个道路
Clear the passageway.
清除前面的道路
All that God wants to give to you must come to you.
一切是要给你的必须临到你
So whatever is stopping that, cut it off.
一切拦阻它临到你的你要把它切断
Number two, the possibility of living water.
第二点呢领受生命活水的可能性
What is this?
这是什么
It's the life of God.
还是神的生命
Can come into your life.
能够进入你的生命
And cause your life to be so blessed.
使你的生命这样大的祝福
That there's no stopping to it.
没有东西能够拦阻他。
Who wants to do that?
谁要这样做
？The God who's testing you.
神在考验你。
If he can prove you,
如果他能够考验到你
，He will promote you.
证明你忠心，他要提升你，举起你的手来。
If God can test me,
如果神可以考验我
，Say aloud,
大声地说。
If God can test me,
如果神可以考验我
，and prove me,
来证明我
，then he will promote me.
然后他就会提升我。
So that's the deal. The deal is God has to prove you.
所以证明就是呢，神要来证明你。
If you know who is talking to you,
如果你知道谁在跟你说话
and you know what he can give to you,
你知道他能够赐给你什么
you would have received,
你应该领受到了
you would ask him,
你必早求他
and he would give you living water,
他也必早给了你活水
this is important,
这是很重要的
sometimes we think God is taking away things,
有时候我们以为神呢把一些东西拿掉
he is not taking away things,
他不是把东西拿掉
he is just exchanging,
他乃是跟你交换
your old rags for great glory,
你自己的来交换他的荣耀
Are you listening?
听到吗
Giving your life and he gives his life
你把你的生命赐给他他把你的生命赐回给你
There's nothing much in our life
我们的生命没有什么东西的
I said there's nothing much in our life
我们的生命没有什么多东西
But in exchange for our life
但是在交换我们的生命的时候
He gives you his life
他给了我们他的生命
He gives you his promise
他给了我们他的应许
He keeps giving
他不断地赐给我们
That is the amazing God that we have.
这是我们所拥有的奇妙的神。
You give one life.
你给他一个生命。
He bless your life.
如果那个是你的生命。
Bless your family.
他会祝福你的家庭。
Bless your children.
祝福你的孩子。
Bless you every day.
祝福你每一天。
Morning by morning.
每一天早晨。
His mercy are extended to us.
他的怜悯呢临到我们。
All you do is just give your life once.
你所要做的是把你的生命献给他一次。
And you give your life.
然后你献给他生命
and the blessing never stops.
然后他给你的祝福完全没有停止
That's why don't be careless.
所以不要束缚
When God asks you to do something,
如果神要你做一些事情
He's going to show you how great He is.
他让你看到他是极伟大的神
You're going to see how powerful He is.
要看到他是极大有能力的
Give your time.
献上你的时间
Time is precious.
时间是很宝贵的
But when you give it to God, He returns it back to you.
如果把它献给神，神把它给回你
Are you listening?
听到吗?
Whatever given to him,
你所赐给他的一切呢,
will multiply in great measure.
将大大的倍增。
So there's a possibility.
所以有这个可能性。
Can you see the possibility?
你可以看到这个可能性吗?
Talk to me, can you see the possibility?
你可以看到这个可能性吗?
People talk about tithing.
能不能讲到还十分
一? 10%.
18%.
So difficult to come out.
很困难要拿出来。
Offering.
哦,奉献。
So difficult to come out.
很困难拿出来。
If it's, you find it so difficult.
如果你认为很困难。
Your supply will get slower and slower.
这样呢，神给你的供应呢，会越来越慢。
The longer you take to take the seed out,
你很慢慢的把这种子拿出来。
The longer you before you see the miracle,
你更加慢的看到了神迹发生。
But you take the seed out and sow.
但是很快快把那种子拿出来撒种。
Within a few days, you can see the seed coat breaking and the plant coming up.
几天过后，你看到那个种子开始破裂了，然后看到这植物开始长出来了。
If you know the gift of God,
如果你知道神的恩赐
，and who is speaking to you?
谁在跟你说话
？Every Sunday,
每一个早晨
，it's not my words,
不是我的话语。
I say it's not my words,
我说不是我讲的要讲的。
If it's just my words,
如果单单是我要讲的
，it will have no authority,
这样不会有权柄
，it will have no power,
这样不会有能力。
But if it's God's word,
但是如果是神的话语
，something will happen,
有一些事情将要发生。
So every day you start to hear,
所以每一天你开始听到
，who is the one talking to you?
谁在跟你？说话
who is the one sharing with you?
谁在跟你分享
if you recognize who he is,
如果你知道他是谁
and don't refuse the one who is speaking to you,
不拒绝听那个
but if you hear what he's saying,
但是如果你一直听他跟你讲的话
heart,
心里面相信
and act in your heart,
然后心中开始行动
then things will begin to happen,
事情就会发生
if you knew the gift of God,
如果你知道神的恩赐
and who is asking you,
谁在请求你要跟你讲话
who is asking you,
谁在问你
？Not me，
不是我。
I'm not asking you，
不是我在问你。
To surrender your life，
把要降服你的心。
He is asking for surrender。
他在要你降服你的生命。
I said he is asking。
他在问你。
And if God is asking，
如果神在问你
，then you answer him。
你必须回答他。
I said then you answer him。
那么你要回答他。
Because if you respond to him，
如果你对神回应
，if you knew the gift of God，
如果你知道神的恩赐
，and who is asking you，
谁在求你
，give me a drink，
给我水
，and you respond to him，
你回答他
，the possibilities are wide open。
然后这可能性就大大打开了。
Anything can happen from now。
任何事情可以发生，从现在开始。
Great things can take place。
伟大事情可以发生。
Because you know who is asking。
因为你知道谁在问你。
These things are not men ask。
这些东西不是人问的。
Tithe is not what I demand。
十分之一不是我的要求。奉献也不是我的要求。
Reading the Bible is not what I demand。
读圣经也不是我的要求。
We are fulfilling a requirement from heaven。
我们是要完成天上的条件。
And when we respond to God，
当我们对神回应的时候
，then things will change。
事情就会开始改变。
I said the possibility of living a greater life is there。
成为活出一个可能性的生命呢，
叫 Do you want to go to the next level？
要去到更高的阶层吗
？I said Do you want to go to the next level？
要去到更高的阶层吗
？Do you want to become extraordinary？
要成为超自然的吗
？You want to go to the next level？
要去到更高的阶层吗
？See your life change。
看到你的生命改变。
Then you must respond。
这样的话，你必须有回应。
Who is asking you？
谁在请求你
？If not, you blame it on me。
不然的话，你要来怪我。
If not, you blame it on somebody else.
不然他要怪别人。
Or the church is asking too much.
哦，教会要求我们很多东西。
We're not asking.
我们没有要求。
The demand is from above.
这个要求从上头来的。
For every son, they must learn how to respond.
对于每一个儿子来讲，他们懂，
I can only facilitate.
我只是懂得，我只是。
I can bring you into this building.
我只能够把你带到这个建筑物。
I said I can bring you into this building.
我只能够把你带到这个建筑物。
I can bring the horse to the water.
我只能够把马拉到水旁边。
But the horse have to drink.
但是这只马要自己去喝水。
We can teach you.
我们可以教导你。
We can help you understand.
我们可以帮助你明白。
But obedience is yours.
但是顺服乃是你要做的。
If you don't want to obey,
如果你不要顺服
there's nothing I can do.
没有东西我可以做。
You can say no.
你可以讲不要。
Because you're an intelligent being.
因为你乃是一个有智慧的人。
This is not slavery.
这里不是奴仆。
This is not a prison camp.
这里不是监牢。
So we have to make choices.
所以我们必须做这个决定。
But we must make choices that take us up.
我们必须做这个选择，把我们带到更高。
Not make choices that take us out.
不是做这个选择，把我们带出去。
Is this choice that we're making going up higher?
我们所做的选择有没有把我们带到更高呢？
Don't go lower.
不要去到更低。
Because God has planned to take you up higher.
因为神的计划是要把我们带到更高。
The possibility of receiving.
有这个可能性的领受。
If you respond to the right person,
如果你对的人有这个对的回应。
So Jesus said to her,
所以耶稣跟他说，
If you knew the gift of God,
如果你知道神的恩赐，
What God wants to give to you,
神要赐给你什么，
And who is the one asking you,
谁在对你说话，
Then you'll ask him,
然后你就会请求他，
And your life will change,
然后你的生命就会改变。
Jesus asked water,
耶稣要他给他水，
She's not going to give to him,
他不会给他的。
He said, we are Samaritans, you're Jews.
因为妇女说了，我是撒玛利亚人，你是犹太人。
But Jesus was breaking that barrier.
但是耶稣在破除这个限制。
Because in asking,
因为在问的时候
，relating,
在
talking to her,
在跟她说话交谈的时候
，was a way to get her open.
乃是使到她能够敞开
，so that he can give the best.
使到她耶稣可以赐给她最好的。
You know why God is speaking about the portal?
因为你知道神为什么讲到关于入口啦、啊、
？You know why he's talking about the portal?
为什么还要讲到入口吗
？Why is giving us prophecy?
为什么他要给我们预言吗
？Why is giving us dream?
为什么他要给我们意思呢
？Because he's planning big.
因为他的计划是大的
，to bless you.
要来祝福我们。
But you who are small in your head.
但是我们的脑袋很小。
We are always suspicious of God.
我们不断地来怀疑神。
Oh, why is he asking this?
我为什么神要求这个？
Why is he asking for tithe?
为什么还要求还？
Why is he asking for offering?
为什么还要求还奉献？
Why is he asking for cell groups?
为什么要求小组？
Why must go?
为什么必须去？
Why must surrender?
为什么必须降服？
Why must be water baptized?
为什么要受洗礼？
Why must we come for breakthrough night?
为什么要来出去突破敬拜？
You don't realize.
你没有发觉
that in asking.
在问的时候呢
He's giving you an opportunity to open up,
神的给你一个机会来敞开你的心
so that he can bless you amazingly.
让他可以大大的祝福你
Are you listening?
听到吗
Talk to me, are you listening?
听到吗
We're so afraid that God take the little away from us.
我们很害怕我们以为呢我们所拥有的少少的东西神把它夺掉
But he take the candy away so that he can give you healthy food.
神把这个糖果拿掉使他可以吃给你健康的食物
He take the lousy things in your life,
他把不好的东西从你身边拿掉
and give you the best things that you heaven can afford.
直到他可以给你最好的天堂要给你的东西
There's no price to pay for the Lord Jesus Christ.
对耶稣来讲没有付出代价
There's no money enough on planet earth to buy his blood.
我们呢没有足够的代价能够购买耶稣
But yet God has given us his son.
但是神赐给我们他的爱子
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
神赐给我们他的圣灵
He's given us a church.
他给我们他的教会
Given us leaders.
给我们领袖
Give us spiritual parents.
给我们的属灵的父母亲
All the things that you cannot buy.
一切我们购买不到的
Are you listening?
听到吗
So let God have the opportunity.
所以让神有这个机会
Or you have the opportunity.
或者是你有这个机会
Surrender your life so that God can transfer all the things to you.
降服你的心生命使到神可以把一切赐回给你
A man adopted a young boy.
一个年轻人
Expecting one day he will grow up and mature so that he can transfer all his wealth to this young boy.
一个富有的他期待他的孩子的成长而成熟时候有一天呢他可以把一切的财产呢转移给这个孩子
as the boy began to grow up,
但是在这个孩子开始成长的时候
he didn't want to have any relationship with the man.
他不要呢有跟他这个人有任何的关系
so when the man got older and older,
所以当这个人呢越来越老的时候
he could not transfer it to this young boy he had adopted
他不能够呢、把一切的财产转移给他的养子
and this is the story
这故事就是这样
It's a sad story.
很悲伤的故事
God raises up in the church so that he can pour all his blessings upon your life.
神呢兴起我们在教会使到我们成长使到他可以呢听到他一切祝福给我们
so that you have more than enough.
使我们可以充富有余
The possibility of your life changing is so high.
我们生命的改变的可能性是这样的大
You want little.
但是我们要的是少少
But God wants to give much.
但是神要给你很多
We are afraid.
我们很害怕
that if we give to him, then we lose.
如果我们给神的话呢，我们就会失去。
Let me tell you this.
那我告诉你这一点。
When you give to God,
当你给神的时候
，your life you never lose.
你的生命将不会失去。
You'll always be a winner.
你要成为一个得胜者。
You always will have more than enough.
你要拥有的是超乎更多。
Can somebody say amen to that?
你可以说 amen 吗？
Stretch your hand and just let me pray for you.
举起手让我为你祷告。
Break every restrictions.
破除一切的限制。
Every limitation.
一切的限制。
Every fear.
一切的惧怕。
So that we can receive the best.
让我们可以领受最好的。
That this year will be a year of sowing.
今年乃是的撒种的一年。
That God will sow into our life.
只要撒种在我们的生命。
Like never before.
从来没有过的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
The different type of water.
有不同的水。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Living water.
活水。
Water from this well.
或者是这井水。
Jesus said to her.
耶稣跟她说。
In verse 11 and 12.
在第十一跟第十二节。
She said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
不能说你先生你没有打水的器具，井又深。
And where then do you get this living water?
你从哪里得活水呢？
You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you?
你比我们的祖宗雅各更大吗？
Who gave us the well and drank of himself?
他将这井留给我们。
His sons and his cattle.
他自己和儿子并牲畜。
Jesus answered and said, "Everyone who drinks this water,
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的
will thirst again,
还要再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water I will give to him,
人若喝我赐给的水，就永远不渴。
Will never thirst,
将永远不渴。
I'm telling you this morning,
今早上告诉你们
，the water that is giving to us,
神所赐给我们的水。
We'll thirst not again.
将不会再饥渴。
It's a permanent answer.
乃是永久的答案。
That's why this portal is important.
所以这个入口很重要。
What is God giving to us?
神所在赐给我们什么？
Not the water that you always drank.
不是我们常常喝了那些水。
That made you thirsty.
会使到我们再渴。
You drink and you go back to it again.
你喝了你再回去喝。
Instead of going up higher.
你没有去到更高。
You keep going in circles.
你不断在那里打转。
Go to the well.
去到那个井水。
Collect water.
打水
drink,
喝了
thirsty,
渴了
go to the well,
再回去那个
drink,
井旁喝了水
so your life is in a routine,
所以你的生命就好像不断的在循环
it's a lousy routine,
就 不好的循环
you don't want this kind of life,
你不要这种的生命
but you're stuck in it,
但是你的每天就是陷在那里了
you know if you are a good Christian,
如果你是个好的基督徒
learn to be honest,
你要懂得怎样有诚实
honestly find out,
要诚实的寻找到呢
Why am I living this kind of life?
为什么要活这样的生命
God promised greater things.
神所应许的是更伟大的东西
Why am I living low?
为什么活在更低的
When I can be living high.
但是我可以活到更高
How many want to live where God wants you to live?
多少人活在神要你活在的地方
There's a place called the next level.
一个地方它名称叫做更高的阶层
I'll say this again to you.
我再说一遍
There's a place called next level.
一个地方叫更高的阶层
We should be living there.
我们应该活在那里
As a businessman, we should be living there.
做一个生意人我们应该活在那里
As a pastor, we should be living there.
做一个牧师我们应该活在那里
Don't live down the ground where everybody is ordinary.
不要活在更低的地方当每一个人都是很平凡的地方
You can live on a higher plane.
你可以活在一个更高的层面
That's why there are different type of water.
所以有不同的水
The water he gives to us.
他所赐给我们的水
The word he speaks to us.
他所跟我们说的话
Will take us to the next level.
会带领我们去到更高的阶层
This woman said, we have no pail to get the water out.
这个是妇女说你没有打水的器具
She was still talking about her well.
她还是讲到她自己的井水
But God is talking about his supply.
但是神在跟她说到神的供应
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗
I said, are you ready?
我说你准备好了吗
Listen very carefully.
好小心的聆听
She came to a well.
她来到个井旁
To get water.
要来打水
But Jesus is going to put a well in her.
但是耶稣要把这个井放在她里面
It's not outside.
不是在外面
It's inside.
而是在里面
So that she has permanent answer.
所以她有了永远的答案。
So that you can fight every devil that you need to fight.
你可以抵挡一切你要可以抵挡的魔鬼。
Every battle you can win.
每个征战你可以打胜。
God is not outside anymore.
神现在没有在外面了。
He's inside.
他是在你里面。
When he's inside.
如果他在你里面。
It's easy.
是很容易的。
You can fight the battle any day.
你在每一天都可以打征战。
Anytime.
在任何时刻
God is with you.
神跟你同在
God is in you.
神在你里面
God is for you.
神乃是帮助你的
And God can flow through your life.
如果神可以借着你的生命流露出去
So God is giving us an answer.
所以神在赐给我们他的答案
There are many types of water.
有不同的水
But the water that I give to you will become a well.
但是我说神所赐给我们的水要成为一个井
So the answer is going to be permanent.
所以答案是永久的
Talk to me, I said the answer is going to be permanent.
我说神给我们的答案是永久的
I want to pray that God will put things in your life.
我祷告神要把东西放在你里面 面
that will position you for the future.
会把你放在一个位置，为了你的未来。
Don't miss this opportunity in the next 6 months.
不要失去这个机会，在这接下去的六个月。
As you're pressing in for the portal.
当我们要努力进入这个入口。
Ask the Lord to do a work inside your life.
请求神来做动工在你的生命。
If not, you'll be like this.
不然的话，你就会这样。
Go to work.
去做工作。
Struggle at work.
啊，在工作那边挣扎。
Get some money.
然后赚到钱。
Feel excited for a while.
啊，只是兴奋一阵子。
Then go to work.
然后再去工作。
Struggle through.
再挣扎。
And that cycle will never end.
然后呢，这个循环呢不会停止的。
Do you want to end the cycle?
你要停止这个循环吗？
I said, Do you want to end the cycle?
我说你要停止这个循环吗？
Live a better life.
要活出更好的生命吗？
You know, when the doctors looked at me,
当医生看着我的时候呢，
they always have one statement to say.
他们有一句话要这样讲。
If you take this medicine,
如果你吃这个药，
it will improve and give quality to your life.
它也可以啊，能够呢啊，提升改善你的生命。
The quality of life depends on what you really think is quality of life.
而你生命的数字呢，是你在想要怎样的数字。
I'm enjoying my life too.
我也呢享受我的生命。
With some restriction.
虽然有一些限制。
But I'm definitely having a better life.
但是我应该有个更好的生命。
Because of better attitudes.
因为我有更好的态度。
Because the Lord is true to His promise.
因为神的信实是真实的。
The quality of our life don't have to go down.
我们生命的数字呢不应该下滑。
Maybe a slightly little more restrictions.
可能有一些一点点的限制。
But I still continue to do what God wants me.
但是我还继续做神要我做的。
I'm not stopping.
我没有停止。
I'm not saying no to God's will.
我没有对神的旨意说不。
Why? Because we got permanent answers.
为什么呢？因为我们有永远的答案。
Let the Lord put the water inside.
让神呢把这水放在我们里面。
So any restriction, you have to shut it down.
所以有任何的限制，你必须停止它。
Ask God to do that.
请求神这样做。
In the next 6 months.
在接下去六个月。
Lord, I'm fed up.
神啊，我已经失望透了。
Can we tell him?
我们可以这样告诉他吗？
Okay, talk to me.
来跟我讲吧。
Can we tell him honest things?
我们可以很诚实的告诉神吗？
Can you tell him like how you really feel?
你心中真正的感受吗？
You know when we start a restaurant.
当我们开始一个餐厅的时候呢？
Imoa is like this, a new restaurant, everybody will go.
麻婆就是这样，新的餐厅每个人都要去。
For the first week, second week, third week.
第一个礼拜到第三个礼拜。
After a few months later.
几个月过后呢？
Only the fly goes.
只有苍蝇去吧。
Then another restaurant will open.
然后另外一个餐厅要开了。
But when people find a good restaurant,
但是当他们找到一个好的餐厅的时候，
they keep it in their priority list.
他们就把它放在了优先那里。
You want to take your best friends.
你要带你最好的朋友
to the best places.
去最好的地方。
You don't want to take your best friend to the lousy me store.
你不要带你最好的朋友去吃那不好的食物。
In the same way, God is going to do that.
同样的神也要这样做。
He introduced you to the Holy Spirit.
他介绍圣灵给你。
He is the best.
他是最好的。
I said He is the best.
他是最好的。
You don't want the old life of struggling.
你不要你旧的生命这样的挣扎的生命。
Because you don't have to go to the well.
因为你不需要再回到那个井旁了。
And you don't need the water pot.
你不需要打水的器具了。
God, you need God.
但是你需要神。
And when God comes inside,
当时进入你的生命，
you can leave the water port and go change the city.
你可以呢把你的打水器具放在一边的去改变城市。
I'm telling you, things can change.
我跟你讲，事情可以改变。
Your life can go to the next level.
你的生命可以到更高的阶层。
Doesn't matter what has happened.
不论发生了什么事情。
What he speak to you.
他跟你说的话。
What he put in you.
他放在你里面的。
What he stir inside your life.
他在你里面搅动的。
That is the permanent answer we need.
这才是我们所需要的永久的答案。
So from now until the end of this year.
所以从今天到年尾。
That's about 15 days.
大概15天的时间。
Maybe, what day is today? 18. So we got about 13 days.
可能13天的时间。
13 is a good number.
13是个好的数目。
Because every day matters.
因为每一天我们都要计算。
Every day the Lord made the day.
每一天都是神所创造的。
Even the 13th day.
就算是第13天。
Because we are blessed and not cursed.
因为我们是受祝福，不是受咒诅的。
Because we are blessed.
因为我们是受祝福的。
Everything we touch become blessed.
每一个我们所触摸的东西都得到祝福。
That's why we can bless one another.
所以我们可以彼此的祝福。
Can you say amen to that?
我可以说 amen 吗？
God wants to cause the quality of our life to change.
神要使到我们生命的素质改变。
So what He put inside can change that.
所以他放在你里面的东西可以改变你生命的素质。
All that heaven has can come to you.
一切天堂所拥有的可以临到你们。
So break the limitation.
我破除这个限制。
The possibility of having the best of the best in your life.
能够拥有最好的可能性的被人临到你的生命。
If God can speak to you today,
如果神今天可以跟你说话
talk to you,
跟你说话
explain to you,
跟你解释
everyone who drinks from this water,
每一个人从这个喝到这个水了
will thirst again,
就再一次饥渴
but the water I give to you,
但是我所赐给你的水
will start living in you,
会开始活在你里面
you will not thirst,
你将不会饥渴
so change is coming,
所以改变要临到。
I said change is coming.
改变要临到。
Can you believe God for that?
你可以相信什么？
I said change is coming.
我说改变要临到。
Your marriage will become better.
你的婚姻要变得更好。
Your life will become better.
你的生命要变得更好。
Your children will become better.
你的孩子要变得更好。
Don't say no.
不要跟神说不。
I said don't say no.
我说不要说不。
No is the wrong answer.
不要呢是个不好的问题。
No to God is the wrong answer.
不要去是个不好的答案。
When he said yes.
当你说是。
And you serve him,
你来服侍他,
everything he promised will happen.
一切神所应许的将要发生。
I'm telling you,
我告诉你们,
I believe with all my heart,
我全心全意地相信,
that he wants you to open yourself up.
他要你敞开你自己。
Because what he is going to put into you is living water.
因为神要放在里面的呢是生命的活水。
He's going to put in you the water that I give to you.
他说呢我说赐给你的这个是活水。
Shall become in you a well.
要在你里面成为泉源。
Springing up to eternal life.
自永到永生。
So you can leave the old life behind.
所以你可以把旧的生命丢在后面。
The old frustrations behind.
旧的失望放在后面。
And begin to discover what God has put inside.
开始发觉呢，神放在你里面的。
Because if you hear Jesus speaking to this lady,
因为你听呢，耶稣跟这井边的妇人讲话。
He is talking to her.
他在跟她说。
But he is sowing seed into her heart.
但是他乃是撒种在她的生命。
He is asking for water.
他在请求他给他水。
So they're talking on a certain frequency.
所以他在讲某一些频率。
Is Jesus talking about water?
耶稣讲到关于水吗？
He's talking about living water.
他乃是讲到活水。
Is she talking to him about water?
这个妇女跟耶稣讲到水吗？
This whole story is Jesus talking to her about water.
所以整个故事耶稣来跟他讲，他叫他到关于水。
But not the water she wants.
但是不是这个妇女要的水。
But the water he wants to give to her.
乃是呢，耶稣要赐给这个妇女的水。
They will put her in connection with God.
这个水呢，使到她跟神能够开始联系。
They will change her life.
能够改变这个妇女的生命。
Change the status of her life.
改变她生命的地位。
Break the limitations on her.
破除她生命的限制。
How would you like?
你喜欢吗？
To live and think without limitation.
活出这样的生命，没有限制的。
To feel free, no restriction.
感受到很自由的，完全没有限制的。
To have all the time you need.
拥有一切的你所需要的时间
all the money you need,
一切你所需要的金钱
all the friends you need,
一切你所需要的朋友
all the technology you need,
一切你所需要的科技
Hey, talk to me, can you see
你可以看得见吗?
That world becoming a possibility.
整个是可能性的世界
It can.
它可以的
Are you listening?
你听到吗?
It can happen for us.
它可以为我们发生
But did this woman ever thought one day it will happen?
但是这个妇女有没有想有一天可以发生吗
？No, she came to church just as regular member.
哦，她来到教会好像一个普通会友这样。
But when she came to church,
但是她来到教会的时候
，God was speaking.
神在说话。
She give me some water.
她说给我一些水。
I have no water.
她说我没有水。
My life is not so good.
我的生命不是很好。
I have restrictions.
我有限制。
I cannot pay my loan.
我没有不可能够不要还不能够还我的贷款。
I have problems.
我有问题。
So all these negative things.
所以这些一切负面的。
Prevent God from giving you the best.
限制神呢给你最好的。
Bible says, enter His gates with thanksgiving.
圣经说呢，我们进入他的。
Enter His courts with praise.
进入他的宴，用赞美进入他的宴。
Because God is well able.
因为神可以做得到。
To put into you a permanent answer.
放在你里面的一个永久的答案。
When He speaks to you.
当你跟你说话。
Come for the breakthrough night.
要来突破敬拜夜晚。
Come for this cell group.
要来出席这个小组。
Put the money into the offering.
啊，要还这个十分力。
Wake up and start to pray.
起来开始祷告。
Wake up and start to pray.
醒来开始祷告。
You look at your watch. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
你看你的时钟呢？是早上凌晨两点。
God is the one asking you.
但是神在要求你。
He will reward you.
他要给你赏赐。
So you wake up and pray.
所以开始起来祷告。
But you don't understand what happened.
但是你不明白发生什么事情。
It's okay.
不要紧。
God knows.
神知道。
And day after day, his blessing will increase.
每一天呢，他的祝福将要增加。
Break restrictions.
要破除这个限制。
Break the negatives.
破除这个负面的。
Things that are preventing you from touching God.
任何东西拦阻你触摸神的。
The possibility of a new life is about to begin.
新的生命的可能性将要开始发生。
If you touch God in the next 6 months.
如果在接下去六个月触摸到神。
And press in and press in.
不断努力的来进入。
So that all that he wants to give to you is planted into your life.
一切神要赐给你的，现在能够植入你的生命。
So where is your blessing going to come from?
所以你的祝福从哪里而来？
From what happens inside?
从里发生在里面的而来。
If the floodgate, if the If the springs of floodgates and fountains of the deep,
如果呢这个深渊的水呢
if the fountains of the deep burst open,
如果深渊的水呢被打开了
and the floodgates open up,
哦、天堂的水闸门也打开了
then you have double portion.
然后你就有 双面的双层的
so that must happen.
所以这必须发生
so God must put a plant, the seed inside your heart.
所以神首先神必须把种子放在你的生命
the water must be permanently planted inside.
这个活水呢必须永久的种植在你里面
so whatever he gives to you
所以不论他给你什么
will become in you a well.
在你里面成为一个泉源
I want to tell you something.
我告诉你一件事情
In the next 6 months,
在接下去六个月
everything that God has spoken,
一切神所说的
write it down,
你要写下来
things that he spoke to you,
他所跟你讲的话
don't start this year 2017 without doing that first,
不要如2017年这样开始如果你没有这样做
all that God has spoken to you,
一切神跟你说的话
until January the 1st,
直到呢一月一号
2017
年
Write it down.
你把写下来。
Pray over it.
让你祷告。
Believe it.
相信它。
Drink it.
你要画这个梦想。
Let it not be in your notes, but inside your heart.
不单单是你的笔记，而是在你的心中。
Because.
因为呢
He is going to bring everything to pass.
他要把一切他所应许的将要成就。
What he promised, he will deliver.
他所应许你呢，他将要成就。
Jesus is not a politician.
耶稣不是政治人物。
Who Promise high and deliver low.
给你很多空头应许，但是却没有给到你。
But God wants you to have the best.
但是神要给你是最好的。
I say God wants you to have the best.
神要赐给你最好的。
He don't want you to have less.
他不要给你得到很少。
So write it down first.
所以首先你要写下来。
And then ask Him to explain to you what he told you.
然后请求神呢开始给你解释神所跟你讲的话。
And also search and assess yourself whether you're obeying what He's saying.
然后看看你自己有没有顺服神所说的。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
Because everything that's going to happen internally in your life,
因为任何一切能够永久的发生在你生命里面的
is going to be amazing in the days to come.
在未来的日子将是很奇妙的。
So what do you need? You need God's word.
所以你需要什么？你需要神的话语。
You need to know the promise.
你必须知道神的应许。
What He's spoken to you, the different conferences.
在不同的研讨会，他跟你所说的话。
Because you've got to depend on that to go to the next level.
你必须靠着这些呢，能够去到更高的阶层。
The water I give in you.
我所赐给你的水
will become in you a well.
在你里面要成为泉源
springing up to eternal life.
自永到永生
And then the amazing thing is this.
奇妙的事情就是呢
Jesus said, go call your husband.
耶稣说你叫你的丈夫来
Why did he ask that?
为什么他这样说呢
Because this woman is going to be blessed.
因为这个妇女要得到祝福
This woman is going to be somebody special.
因为这个妇女要成为很特别的人
Listen to me this morning.
今天早上听在我这里
This woman is going to change the city.
这个妇女要改变这个城市
This woman is going to have authority.
这个妇女要有这个权柄
She's going to leave a water pot and change the whole city.
她要放下她打水的契机去改变城市
How many of you believe that God's going to take you to the next level?
多少人相信神要带领你去到更高的阶层
Into greater things.
做更伟大的事情
Better things.
做更好的事情
Bigger things.
做更大的东西
Then you must remember one thing.
你要记得一件事情。
You must come under authority for you to exercise authority.
你必须，如果你要操执行权柄，你必须附在权柄之下。
What has the husband to do with the water?
这个丈夫跟这水有什么关系呢
？Why ask for the husband?
为什么叫丈夫来呢
？When you and this woman are talking about water at the well.
当耶稣跟这个妇女在讲。关于水的问题
Because
因为呢
you cannot enter demon territory
你不能够进入的魔鬼的领域
without having authority in your life
如果你生命呢没有这个权柄
it's not I'm a Christian
你不是说我是基督徒罢了
you have to come under authority
你必须服在权柄之下
that's becoming part of the church life
所以成为教会生活的一部分
and providing the place of accountability
然后你有要这个问责
So that authority can flow in your life.
只要这个权柄呢，可以流入到你的生命。
The best way is to go to Luke chapter 7 and find out about the centurion.
最好呢，就去到路加福音第七章讲到关于百夫长的故事。
He said, I too am a man under authority.
这百夫长说，我本身也是服在权柄之下。
I said to one, come and he comes.
我叫一个人来，他就来。
I said to another, go and he goes.
我叫一个仆人去，他就去。
And I tell this one, do it and he does it.
我叫这个仆人做，这个人这样做。
I am under authority.
我乃是服在权柄之下。
So when I'm under authority,
当我服在权柄之下
，I can exercise authority.
我现在可以执行这个权柄。
Are you listening?
你听到吗
？Talk to me. Are you listening?
听到吗？
Spiritually, this is true.
这属灵方面，这是对的。
Demons fear me.
魔鬼害怕我。
Not because I have a fear, a face that frightens them.
不是因为呢，我有一个很让他们很害怕的念孔。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Their demons are frightened.
魔鬼害怕。
Because God lives in you.
因为魔神住在你里面。
I said because God lives in you.
是因为神住在你里面。
God is not hiding in you. I'm talking about God living in you.
我说神不是隐藏在你生命里面，还是住在你里面。
And you are under His authority.
你乃是服在神的权柄之下。
And you're living a life totally subjected to the authority in the house.
你也活在一个生命的完全的降服于神的这个家中的权柄。
For you to quickly think.
你要很快的思考。
God,
神
has set me and mom,
除了我跟爸爸跟 mom,
as authority in the house.
乃是呢。
Then below us are the pastors.
他们有了这个权柄，在他们之下就是牧师，
leaders,
还有小组组长
，assistants，
还有副组长
，and then spiritual members.
然后呢，属灵的会友。
Authority flows from top.
权柄从上头流下来到草根。
And if the authority from top to bottom is right,
如果权柄从上头到下面是对的，流入。
Our function horizontally will not affect anybody.
我们呢？这样的平常的操作呢，将不会影响到任何人。
Negative things won't happen.
然后负面的事情就不会发生。
Because we are under His authority.
因为乃是在神的权柄之下。
So we are allowed to serve.
所以我们被允许来服事。
Do you understand this?
明白啊。
Maybe one day I'll show it to you why it's so dangerous to live the way you live.
所以有一天我会告诉你们，如果你们的生活方式其实是很危险的。
Show you how authority functions.
让你们看到这权柄的怎样的运作。
So that you can protect yourself.
只要你可以保护你自己。
Do you want to protect yourself?
你要保护你自己吗？
All the schemes of the devil cannot work on you.
一切魔鬼的诡计呢，不能够临到你。
All the plans of the enemy.
一切敌人的计划。
Even though you cannot hear.
虽然你听不到。
You cannot see what the devil is planning.
你不能看不见的魔鬼所计划。
Yet, all the schemes of the enemy will come to an end.
但是这些敌人的诡计呢，将不能够临到你。
Because the water that God gives to us,
因为神所赐给我们的水
will become in us a well.
在我们里面成为一个泉源。
I want to close here quickly.
我要这样的结尾。
Because when he said, "Go call your husband,"
当他说呢，去叫你丈夫来。
He was talking about covering.
他乃是讲到遮盖。
Protection.
保护。
Before you go to war, better know who is your father.
当你还没有去上战场的时候，你必须知道你的父亲是谁。
When David went to kill Goliath,
当大卫去击杀哥利亚。
Saul asked.
扫罗问他。
Who is that boy?
那个孩子是谁
？Who is that young man?
那个小孩子是谁
？He said, "I don't know."
他说我不知道。
The brothers didn't introduce him.
他做哥哥的没有介绍大卫。
And when he came back,
当他回来的时候呢
？With Goliath's head in his hand,
手上拿着哥利亚的头。
He said, "Whose son are you?"
他就问了你的父亲是谁
？I'm the son of Jesse.
我是耶西的儿子。
The Bethlehemite.
啊
，The Bethlehemite.
啊，在那个伯特利人的。
From the tribe of Bethlehem.
伯特利来的。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
You must know who sent you.
所以你必须知道谁差遣你出去。
You must know who is covering you.
你必须知道谁在遮盖你。
Like if you go to the factory zone.
比如说你去到工厂的地方。
This factory, all the workers are wearing green.
这个工厂呢，每个工人都穿青色制服。
If you meet them outside.
如果你在外面遇到他们。
Then you know these people belong to this factory.
你知道这些工人从这个工厂出来的。
We are representing the kingdom.
我们是代表神的国度。
That authority that we carry.
我们所带着的这个权柄。
Is the authority that God gives to us.
乃是神所赐给我们的权柄。
So by coming into the house.
所以当我们来到神的家。
Submitting to authority.
不在家中的权柄。
Give you authority.
你就能够得到这个权柄。
So that when you go out.
所以当你出去的时候呢。
The devil recognizes that you're wearing our clothes.
神经发这个魔鬼发觉到呢，你乃是穿着我们的制服。
He knows that you're part of this army.
他知道呢，他发觉到你乃是这个军队的一部分。
He knows.
他知道。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？He knows.
他知道。
And he knows what kind of power you carry.
魔鬼也知道你带着怎样的这个能力。
Because that's the kind of house.
因为这个家是怎样的家？
You represent.
你所代表的家。
I'm going to show you one of these days.
有一天我要告诉你们呢。
Maybe on the 1st of January.
可能在1月1号。
That's next Sunday.
接下去有两个
Two Sundays from now.
接下去有第二个两个礼拜。
On the 1st of January.
1月1号那个礼拜。
And the 4th of January.
还有1月4号。
And the 11th of January.
还有1月11号。
I'll be covering some important things about the economic cycle of our country and our nation.
我也讲到了我们经济的循环，跟我们国家还有。
And how to guard your lives.
要怎样的保守你的生命。
So the 1st of January.
所以呢1月1号。
Then 4th is Wednesday.
4号呢是星期三晚上。
11th is Wednesday.
11号呢是星期三晚上。
So one Sunday and two Wednesdays.
所以一个星期日和两个星期三。
We will talk about how to protect ourselves in the coming financial crisis.
我们会提到了怎样在来临的金融危机保护我们自己。
So that we keep our jobs.
使我们可以保守我们的工作。
Keep our resources.
还有保守了我们的资源。
Guard it, multiply it.
能够呢倍增它。
And protect our assets.
保护我们的资产。
In the days to come.
在未来的日子。
But in saying, in closing, let me share this with you.
在结尾的时候，让我跟你们分享。
When he said, "Go call your husband."
当他耶稣说了，你叫你丈夫来。
He wanted her to realize.
因为他要这个妇女发觉到呢。
Before you go big.
当你还没有去到成长到更大。
Before you become famous.
当你还没有出名的时候。
Before you become strong.
当你还没有变得刚强的时候。
Before you're starting to affect the nations of the world.
当你还没有开始影响世界各国的时候。
You must have authority.
你必须。首先拥有权柄
that comes by you submitting to authority.
这权柄怎样来呢？来，首先你要服在权柄之下。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
The policemen subject themselves to the police force.
警察呢服在警察部队的权柄之下。
And they exercise authority given to them.
这样的话，他们就可以执行他们所赐给他的被赐给他的权柄。
And as they grow in the force,
当他们在这个部队里面被提升的时候
，they become a corporal.
他们成为队长、警长、
sergeant.
然后成为警戒更高的
then they become lieutenant.
然后最后成为警戒
they go in the ranks and files.
所以他们的 警戒呢不断的成长
because they subject to authority,
因为他们服在这警队的权柄之下现在他们有权柄了
authority is given to them.
权柄的被赐给了他们
but as authority increases,
当这权柄增加的时候
they have more power.
他们现在更多的权力了
because they carry a baton.
首先呢他们是拿个警棍
once you're in a higher ranking officer, you carry a gun.
现在升到更高的时候，现在你可以带警枪啊。
So God is going to increase that to you.
所以神也要在你生命增加这个权柄。
If you stay under authority,
如果你活在权柄之下呢
？Subject yourself to authority.
你服在权柄之下
？Learn to become accountable.
你要学习怎样问责
？Some of you have no idea about what it means to be accountable. You someday you are here, someday you are not here, someday you disappear, someday you appear.
有些人不懂怎么叫问责，有的时候你出现，有时候消失，有时候又出现了。
And that has to be stopped.
这个不可以这样做了。
Because you're working for His kingdom.
因为你是为了神的国度而工作。
Even though we volunteer, we raise the highest standard.
虽然我们都是自愿的，但是我们要提高这个标准。
By subjecting ourselves to authority.
就是要服在权柄之下。
And when Jesus said to her,
当耶稣跟对他说
，You have six men in your life.
你的生命中有六个男人。
And the one that you're living with is not also your husband.
你现在有的并也不是你的丈夫。
The first thing she said was, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet."
然后第一件事情的妇女说。先生，我看你是个先知。
I want God to help you.
我要神帮助你。
To have water inside.
在你里面呢有这活水。
Permanent answer.
永久的答案。
Permanent subjection to authority.
永久的不在的权柄之下。
So that you can touch spiritual dimensions.
只要你可以现在触摸属灵的层面。
Hey, this is a woman with a real mess in her life.
这个妇女呢，她的生命一团糟啊。
By putting the water into her heart,
但是耶稣把这个活水放在他生命里面
，change her life forever,
永远的改变了他的生命
，made her the head and not the tail,
直到成为头不作尾了。
So I believe,
所以我相信呢
，if what God wants can enter your heart,
如果神要的可以进入你的生命
，your position will change,
你的位置将要改变
，you'll be under authority,
你会服在权柄之下
，ready to change the city.
你被准备好可以改变整个城市。
The water that God is giving to us,
是所赐给你的活水。
Take it into your heart,
放在你生命呢。
Today when you hear His voice,
今天当你听到他的话语。
Don't harden your heart,
不要刚硬的心。
Give time to what I said,
我所跟你们说的，你们要花时间的思考。
Go think about what I said,
回去思考我所讲的。
Don't come to Sunday morning service, listen,
不要来到礼拜天呢，听得到，然后回去赶快离开。
You don't even read.
然后也没有去阅读
you don't listen to the sermon,
也没有再回去聆听这个经信
you brush all of that aside,
你把它一切的扫除掉
and you're busy with your work,
然后过后呢你去跟你工作忙碌
and then next Sunday I preach,
这个星期日我在讲道
instead of it coming inside,
那个话语没有临到你的生命里面
you listen one year and let go the other year,
你 左耳进右耳出
take time,
要花时间
to study,
来阅读
search,
来寻找
pull it deeper and deeper into your heart.
把这些东西放在你生命中更加深刻。
Because these words,
因为这个话语
are to bring the river inside.
乃是要把这个河水带进你的生命里面。
If God can plant things into your heart,
如果神呢可以把东西呢置在移植在我们生命里面。这些东西开始成长的时候
There'll be no end to your blessings.
你的祝福呢将没有零尽头。
Amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
站立起来。
Let me pray for you this morning.
那我为你们祷告今天早上。
That you take serious consideration.
你认真的看待。
To what God is saying.
神所说的。
He spoke to us in September 6.
他跟我们说在9月6号。
About a portal that is going to be open.
讲到将要被打开的入口。
The door in heaven is open.
天上的门将要被打开
so that we can enter in.
使我们可以进入
Greater things are on the other side.
更大的事情将要发生
He wants you to change internally.
他要你里面的改变
So he's wanting the river of life to become alive.
使到生命的活水现在可以变成生命
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名
That your spirit man becomes stronger.
你的灵人要变得更加刚强
That your spirit be strengthened with strength from on high.
你的灵人要被刚强被从上头来的力量
That the Holy Spirit will become a friend.
圣灵要成为你的朋友
Everything that he's saying can go into your heart.
一切他所说的可以进入你的
生命 Not just into your mind.
不是单单进入你的思想
Not just into your notebook.
不单单进入你的笔记
But into your spirit.
而是进入你的灵里
Allow God to plant things into your heart.
允许神的医治都进入你的生命
The water I give to you shall become in you a well.
我所赐给你的水啊，在里面将会成为泉源。所以你要喝这个水。
You will thirst no more.
你将不会再饥渴了。
Drink the water.
你要喝这个水。
Your life will change.
你的生命将会改变。
Drink the water.
你要喝这个水。
You will come under authority.
你要活在权柄之下。
Drink the water.
你要喝这个水。
You begin to perceive he is a prophet.
你就开始知道了他是个先知。
Drink the water.
喝这个水。
God will show you about the whole aspect of worship.
所以启示你关于敬拜的整个层面。
How you can go up high.
你怎么可以去到更高。
To meet the God of the heavens.
来遇见天上的神。
God who is a spirit.
神是个灵。
That you can worship him in spirit and in truth.
你可以用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
Are you ready for a new level?
你准备好去到更高阶层吗?
The old level is this.
旧的阶层就是呢。
Jesus is working hard to change her.
神呢要耶稣尝试改变这个妇女。
Planting the water into her.
把这河水的井水放在她里面。
Making her recognize who he is.
让她认识他是谁。
So that her struggle will no longer be there.
直到他的挣扎就要停止。
Because,
因为呢
God wants to take her to the next level.
神要带领这个妇女去到更高的阶层。
So he had to sort all this rubbish out.
所以他必须要解决这一切他本身的
问题。Then she said, Sir, I perceive you're a prophet.
然后这个妇女说，先生，我看你是个先知。
On this mountain.
在这个这座山
On the other mountain,
在另外一座山
in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷
there's a place of worship,
是敬拜的地方
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对他说
the time has come,
日子来到
and now is,
现如今就是了
I'm telling you, if God put things into your heart,
如果神把东西放在你的生命
and things into your spirit,
放进你的心中
and you start to hear the voice of God,
你开始听到神的声音
start to follow the Holy Spirit's
开始跟随圣灵的带领
when the Holy Spirit becomes your leader,
当圣灵成为你的领袖
get ready to go to the next level,
你会准备好了去到更高的阶层
all dimensions of the spirit,
一切属灵的层面
God is his spirit,
神是个灵
those who worship him must worship in spirit,
那些敬拜他必须用心灵诚实你可以去到更高的阶层。
I say you can rise to
我说你可以去到更高的阶层。
But you got to drink this water.
但是你必须喝这个水。
You come under authority.
你必须服在权柄之下。
You must change internally.
你里面必须改变。
Break the prejudice. Break the limitations.
你要破除一切的限制。
All the negatives in your life.
一切的负面。
Take charge.
在你的生命。你要控制你的生命。掌权。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的生命。你要停止这一切。
God can finish your work within you.
只要神可以停止工作，
I foresee that if you pay the price,
当你付上代价的时候，我可以看得见。
In the next few days and get yourself ready.
在接下来几天里面，当你准备好你自己。
Challenge your own decision.
你要挑战你本身的决定。
I said challenge your own decision.
我说挑战你本身的决定。
Challenge your own fear.
挑战你本身的恐惧。
Challenge your own limitation.
挑战你本身的限制。
Don't take it out on somebody else.
不要呢，把它放在别人那里。
If you are afraid, keep the fear in your own heart and deal with it until faith begins to break out.
如果你有这惧怕的话呢，你要对付他，直到信心在你里面兴起来。
Oh, Papa, I'm not sure if the government will give us license.
Oh, Papa, 我不确定了，政府会不会给我们执照
？You keep the fear in your own heart.
你把这个惧怕呢放在你的心中。
Don't sow the fear.
不要呢杀你的这个惧怕出来。
We have every right to be legal.
我们呢能够有这个合法性的。
If you have fear,
如果你有惧怕恐惧
then you keep it in your heart.
你把它藏在你的心中。
Fear does not belong to God's people.
惧怕不是属于神的子民的。
Oh, the economy is going down.
哦，经济下滑了。
We will all suffer.
我们每个都会受苦了。
There's a way out.
有一个方法可以走出来的。
That's what we're going to talk about.
这就是我们所要讲的。
Not the way of the devil.
不是魔鬼的方法。
So the bad report is
所以不好的报告就是呢,
thinking the devil will take charge.
以为魔鬼在掌控一切,
the good report is
好的报告就是呢,
we are all giants going in.
我们乃是呢, 巨人要进入这个应许之地,
if not, you cannot cross.
不然的话你不能够跨越。
You can go and study John chapter 4 again and again and again and again.
你可以去读呢,约翰福音第四章,不断地去阅读。
If Jesus doesn't finish the work,
如果耶稣没有完成他的事工,
in her heart,
在这个妇女的心中,
and just tune her frequency,
然后调整她的频率,
so that she perceives he's a prophet,
知道她看见耶稣是个先知,
he's no ordinary man,
她不是个普通的人,
the whole worship dimension opens up.
然后呢,整个这个敬拜的层面开始被打开。
You get up to the next level.
你去到更高的阶层。
I'm challenging you today.
今天我要挑战你。
Guard what you say.
你所说的要很小心。
What you say with your mouth can put you into trouble.
你口中所说出的话会使到你陷入问题当中。
Say things of faith.
你要讲信心的话语。
Encourage one another.
彼此的鼓励。
Challenge one another.
彼此的挑战。
Don't look at what the devil is doing and report it.
不要看魔鬼所做一切，然后来提出来报告。
Hear what God is saying.
你要听神所说的。
And report it.
然后放拿出来报告。
His report said, I'm free.
他的报告说我是得自由的。
His report said, I'm healed.
他报告说我是得医治的。
His report said, yes.
他报告说是。
His report said, continual blessing.
他的报告说继续的祝福。
The water will become a well.
这个水成为泉源。
The well will become a river.
泉源变成河流。
It only can get better and better and better.
它只能变得更加的好，更加的好。
More and more water will flow out.
更多的河水呢将涌流出来。 更多的生命将涌流出来。
More and more, not just tears flowing out, but the Spirit of God flowing out.
不单单是眼泪流出来了，是神的灵要流露出来。
When you hear Hannah and talking about people crying and so on, it's not just the tears.
当你听到Hannah刚才讲的，今天人家在哭泣的时候，不是讲眼泪。
There's no outside tears if there's no internal work.
外面没有眼泪，如果里面没有工作。
And that's what's going to happen.
这就是所要发生的。
I pray this morning one simple prayer for you.
我为你们祷告一个简单的祷告，今天早上。
That everything that God has put inside you,
一切神放在你里面的,
begin to click,
就开始呢，click在一起。
You'll be different.
将不一样，连接在一起。
That's all we need.
这是我们所需要的。
He said God has put so much.
神已经放了这样多。
You go to the kampong,
你去到乡村。
You just speak the word.
你只讲简单的话语,
declare the word.
宣告神的话语,
hearts of people change everywhere.
人们的心就开始改变了。
I remember our cell leaders went to China once.
我记得我们小组组长领袖们去到中国一次。
One mission trip.
一次的宣教之旅。
That opened their eyes.
打开他们的眼睛。
The little that we have.
我们所拥有这样少少的。
Or at least the little they thought they had.
他们以为他们拥有这样少的。
Was so powerfully received.
这样大有能力的给传送出去,
by the people in China.
对中国人领袖领受了。
At least they came back repentant.
至少他们回来呢悔改了。
Because when they sit here,
因为他们坐在这里的时候呢,
I cannot.
这一讲呢我不能够做到，不能够做到。 我不敢做。
Ask my wife.
叫我太太去做。
Our leaders.
我们的领袖啊。
When they went to China,
他们去了中国之后呢,
wife is not there.
太太没有跟去,
so they have to do everything.
太太什么都要做,
and the little that they know, things begin to change.
他们所知道的少少的东西, 可以改变很多人。
Let the water that everything that God put into us click.
让神放在你里面的一切所拥有的联系起来。
And you'll be a new man.
你就成为一个新造的人。
Amen?
Amen.
You believe that?
你相信吗?
Are you ready to be extraordinary?
你要准备好成为不平常、不寻常的吗?
Supernatural.
超自然的。
Be different.
成不一样的。
So everything God wants to give inside, let's allow it to grow.
一切神要赐给你的，开始让它成长。
If it goes in and click inside, the safe opens.
如果你去到那边呢，把它联系起来的话，那个保险箱可以被打开。
The vault opens.
整个门被打开。
You know, safe box.
Yeah, 保险箱。
Opens up and everything inside will flow.
一切在保险箱里面呢将被流露出来。
Hey, we are not living for ourselves.
我们不是为了自己而活。
You're too small an ambition to pursue.
你的志愿太渺小了。
We're thinking of changing the whole town.
我们是讲到怎样改变整个城市。
We use the church.
就使用教会。
We use the school.
我们使用利用这学校。
We use your businesses.
使用我们的生意。
We use our opportunities,
使用我们的机会,
to enter,
要来进入。
Amen?
Amen.
Let's make this more a better place.
让我们紫麻坡成一个更好的地方。
Not leave it to the government. Let's make more a better place.
让我们紫麻坡成一个更好的地方。
Donald Trump is not the only one who can say this.
啊，川普呢不是唯一可以这样讲。
We make America great again.
他说了，我们要使美国变得更伟大。
We want to make more ANS great again.
我们要使麻坡还有万国圣殿变得更加伟大。
I'm sick and tired of people trying to throw mud at us.
我很失望啊，人家要把那不好的东西丢给我们。
We deserve the honor.
我们配得尊荣。
For all that we're doing.
一切我们所做的。
One day we want the government to acknowledge what God has done in us.
一天呢，我们要政府呢承认呢神在我们当中所做的。
And that will happen.
这将会发生。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be great again.
我们将会成为更加伟大。
But unfortunately, I cannot say what he says.
但是我不能讲他所讲的啦。
Because he is going to make America great again.
因为他要使到美国变得更加伟大。
But we say we already are great.
但是我们已经伟大了。
We want to go to the next level.
我们需要更高的阶层。
I pray that God's blessing this Christmas will expand itself on you.
我祷告呢，这个圣诞节的祝福要临到我们。
That our families,
我们的孩子，我们的家庭。
And all that gather in our houses,
一切聚集在我们家中。
Will be supernaturally blessed.
要超自然的祝福。